grab out your Bibles. I thought today, as part last night when Pastor Kevin does his announcements, like there's 200 people here. I thought how hard it must be when you think of other campsites that have so many more, and what it would be like. Like Jenny's saying tonight, the Israeli blues, what it was like for Moses. But we're in for a real treat tonight. I made a phone call and I've organised a man to tell us all about it. Welcome to the stage, the former Prince of Egypt, man called the Happy Wanderer, the Deliverer of Plagues, the one and only Moses. Give him a hand. Woohoo!
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny. It's been a lovely, lovely evening of items, as usual. But unfortunately, we've just got to go through a few notices before we break. Because if there's any, though we're almost at the end of camp, there are newcomers still coming into camp. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Moses. But if you're wondering where your site is or anything about the facilities, I see my brother Aaron. He's up the back. He does the paperwork for me. You should be able to pick him out. He wears a gold chain around his neck and a little cow thing on the bottom. So anyway, rosters. Yeah, so for tonight, tomorrow morning, first of all, show of hands, or Aaron, if you could take the names, I'll just ask for a show of hands. We need some volunteers for the tabernacle cleaning, please. And a couple of gentlemen, because some of the stuff's a bit heavy and when you're cleaning underneath. Thank you. And also tomorrow morning we need a stoning crew. Now, I would prefer that we have some young people help with the stoning crew, because we don't want a repeat of the incident a couple of days ago when Sister Margaret Cooper dislocated a shoulder. Though it was a good shot, and I'm sure Levi now knows the error of his ways. Luckily, the to-be-stoned list is getting shorter, and I'm glad to report that people are now obeying the curfew, the 11 o'clock curfew of keeping quiet, and that is shortening the list somewhat, and I'm sure Pastor Phil's bruises are going down at this stage from the first day. So going forward a bit into next month, we're going back to normal with young people. It starts again. We've got TED Talks and Moses 101 on the first night. I'll be going through the law and things like that. The following week, a bit more fun, we've got Hunt the Hittite. And we just ask that you do bring your own spears. And by that way, we can keep the cost down to 2 shekels if you've paid your team fees. Now, I believe Brother Simon, 20 shekels for the whole year covers that. Then the following week, another activity, Stone the Amalekite. But we're not sure where that is. It's a bit hard to find them sometimes. Next month, of course, we're back to normal, to our normal tent meetings. We're back to the Mission Manor stall. And then, of course, all the details will be in the January edition of the monthly news scroll. So just look out for that. When we're at camp, we don't collect the tithes. But when we go back to our normal tents, we do ask that you bring up the tithes again. But we do ask that you just separate the sheep and goats. We've had a lot of trouble in the past. So when you bring them in, just make sure they go into the right pen, please. February, we've also got our prayer and fast. So it's just water that day. And we ask that you dress down a bit for the occasion, just with sackcloth and ashes. Keep it all scriptural. And just a little aside, yes, we had a lot of wonderful items and testimonies during camp, so let's give 2 cheers for the items and testimony givers. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Now, we only ever give 2 cheers, because what I find, the third one mucks up the humility of the members here. Now, tomorrow afternoon, we had organised some abseiling. But unfortunately, the outdoor wall climb at Jericho has been cancelled. And so that no more activities are cancelled, I don't want to hear of anybody walking around camp blowing their own trumpet. Now, just a bit of housekeeping on, I think it was 4th Avenue today. We had a bit of trouble with the plumbing, so I gave Johnny Ryan my staff, and he went down there and tapped the pipe twice, and I think the water's running well again now. Yeah. I should have been able to do that myself, but with all these new rules and regulations, I had to find a licensed plumber. And unfortunately, there was another serious incident today, and I don't like to bring this up, but unfortunately I have to. Today I was confronted by yet another burning bush. Now, why that is serious is because on this occasion it was not God. But don't worry, I have spoken seriously to Pastor Simon, and that should be the last of those incidents. Tomorrow night, yes, New Year's Eve, and sometimes you have slides and exciting things. It's sort of like a scroll down memory lane. And tomorrow morning, yeah, it's getting towards the end of camp, so we will have the end of camp fry up like we always do. So please bring your quail and manna up to the kitchen area, the leftover stuff. But I just need to encourage you to see if you can get your quails to lay some eggs, extra eggs tonight, because it's a bit hard after we chop their heads off tomorrow. And we've been very lucky from Easter and Christmas camp. Both camps have been down here in Vass. And that's been extremely lucky, but we're not sure where Easter camp is yet. We'll just have to wait to see where the pillar stops, and then we'll let you know. Now, after the meeting, of course, there's fellowship as usual, but as for me, I'm just going to take my tablets and go to bed. Thank you.